Hello. Thanks for joining me today and welcome to this week's episode. My name is Blessing Aladis, I'm your business English coach for Middle Eastern business owners. Are you ready? Let's go. Hello everybody, how are you doing today? Hope you're fine. I should do my best. Oh, you can understand and listen to your clients, your foreign partners, and investors well in English. No matter how hard you try to listen to your foreign clients, you don't understand them. You try so hard to understand the words of your clients, of your partners, of your investors, yet you don't understand them. Many times you have quarrels that you then lead with them just because you don't understand them and they don't understand you. Your weak business English skills are not helping your business. Your weak business English skills are limiting your business to your country. Your weak business English skills are making you think that you are not good enough. Stop giving your weak business English skills so much power, so much control over your business. Middle Eastern founders, don't you think you need to take charge? So I want you to use the tips that I will give you today to improve how you can listen to and understand their words in English. And before we move on, please don't forget to like, subscribe and share this podcast with your loved ones and people who may benefit from this business English podcast. All right, let's move on. VIP Medicine founders, I didn't know I had what it takes to help VIP Medicine founders develop strong business English skills. You can say that I didn't believe in myself. You will rise like 100%, 1,000,000%. Is there anything like that? Maybe. All right, let's move on. A long time ago, I had weak business English skills like you. Today, I have the strong business English skills that you want to use to expand your business worldwide in the same way. You have what it takes to listen to and understand your clients, your partners, and investors in English. You have what it takes to expand your business worldwide with strong business English skills. VIP Minister Founders, do you want to hold my hand to expand your business worldwide with strong business English skills? Want to expand your business worldwide with strong business English skills within 8 months? VIP Minister Founder, DM one-on-one to expand your business worldwide. How do you do that? All you need to do is for you to go to friendlilycoach.com/link. Don't worry, I will spell that. Let's go. Do you have your pen or your paper? Or maybe on your phone? Are you on Google? That's alright, it's just as if you're right in front of me anyway. But let's move on. Now you're going to start with www. That's three, right? Three W's. Good. Dot friendlilycoach.com/link. And in case you didn't get that, no problem. All you need to do is for you to go to the description of this podcast and you say www.friendlilycoach.com/link. All you need to do is just to tap on it with your lovely hand or your lovely finger, anyone. Tap on it and then you will go straight to a page and then you will see me smiling. Yes, that's me smiling to you. Use the three words I can help you. All you need to do is just for you to tap on the WhatsApp. You're going to see WhatsApp pop up by the side or Messenger. Oh, I use WhatsApp a lot. I don't know if you use WhatsApp a lot. Tap on the WhatsApp icon and then DM 101. That's all you need to do, and you will get a reply from me very soon, God willing. All right, let's move on. Also, for those of you who want to proofread, they did write and review your top secret documents, premium English proofreading and editing of your top secret business documents. All you need to do is for you to go to that same website, tap on that, and DM proofread on WhatsApp. Proofread on WhatsApp. Good. Let's move on to the next. VIP Minister founders, stop avoiding speaking English with your foreign clients. You don't want to make grammar errors in English, so you say a few words. How can you develop strong, confident, and fluent business English skills? You want to have perfect business English skills before you use them? Woohoo! How can that happen? Your voice speaking to your foreign clients, your partners, and investors in English just because you don't want to be judged. I understand you. A lot of you send messages like this to me, blessing, I joined business English courses, but I've made little progress. Blessing, my business English skills are very weak. Blessing, my English skills are very bad. I get you, understand you, okay? Strong business English skills do not develop overnight. To improve your weak business English skills, you need time, you need effort, and you need patience. Just as every good thing on earth needs time, effort, and patience. VIP Minister founder, you need this to improve your weak business English skills. Your weak business English skills need the same. Okay? Yes, and before I forget, for those of you who want to buy me coffee, go to www.friendlilycoach.com/link. You will see that in the description of this podcast. Go there and you will say buy me coffee. Tap on it and buy me coffee. 2, 3, 4, 5. As many as possible. All right, let's move on. If you don't understand your foreign clients, your partners, and investors during meetings, these tips are for you. Their sympathy spot the work well. They're simple to use. That is if you use them many times and they'll become a part of you. When you don't use them, they won't work for you. So I want you to use the tips that I will give you today to improve how you can listen to and understand your foreign clients, your business partners, and investors in English. So the question is, for this week is, do you find it hard to understand your clients in English during meetings? And the first option is every time, and the second one is sometimes, maybe. I want to get a response from you, alright? Thank you. When is the right time to improve your weak business English skills? Is your perfect time for everything? You make things happen in your business. That's why you are of your business today. You can develop the strong business English skills you desire so much. They are not hard to develop with the right steps. You struggle to express yourself with confidence and language during business meetings, business events, with your foreign clients, business partners, and investors. Your weak business English skills are holding you back. You are losing many business deals outside your country. Do you want this to continue? Want to expand your business worldwide with strong business English skills within 8 months? All you need to do is what you do. Go to www.friendlilycoach.com/link. You will see that in the description of this podcast. All right, and DM 101 on WhatsApp. DM 101 on WhatsApp. Where's the founders? You join 2 to 5 business English courses every year, yet you do not improve. You make efforts to improve your business English skills. No matter what you do, you still have weak business English skills. I understand that it can be hard for you. You try again to improve your business English skills. A week later, you don't want to do anything because you notice no progress. You want to expand your business worldwide. You want to get more business deals worldwide with strong business English skills. VIP Minister Founders, I'm here for you, all right? Want to expand your business worldwide with strong business English skills? Within 8 months, you can DM 101. Go to www.sendlilycoach.com/link. Let me spell that. www.friendlilycoach.com/link. And you can also check the description of this podcast. You will see www.friendlilycoach.com/link. Tap on it. And then you can tap on the WhatsApp icon to send me a message on WhatsApp and DM 101. Okay, so you also want to proofread, edit, review, rewrite your top secret business documents, premium English proofreading and editing of your top secret business documents, you can also DM proofread. And for those of you who want to buy me coffee, want to donate monthly, you can also go to www.fedlolico.com/link and buy me coffee. I'm expecting your coffee. Also, for those of you who want to donate monthly, you can also donate monthly. Thank you. All right, the first tip that I have here for you is this. Expose yourself to different English accents by speaking with your clients, your partners, and investors. And this is what you would do. Start with 5 minutes a day. Later on, move to 10 minutes a day. Listen again. Start with 5 minutes a day. Later on, move to 10 minutes a day. All right. And the next one is, use 10 minutes a day for this. Write down what you learn when you listen to business English podcast. Just like this. Write down what you learn. And this will help you improve the way you listen to and understand English words. And please, a note of warning. Once it's more than 10 minutes and you writing what you learn, I want you to stop. Yes, even if you are listening to this and this is more than 10 minutes, once it's more than 10 minutes and you stop listening to it, and then the next day you continue from where you stop, so that you won't get choked up. You won't get overwhelmed. You won't feel like, oh my goodness, I don't know what to do again. No, I don't want that for you. All right? So take it as a bit by bit. All right, let's move on. And the next one is stay focused when you listen. You don't need a time to stay focused. You need to stay focused to avoid distractions. And the next one is don't give up. Even when you find it hard to listen and understand well in English, don't give up because you are learning this language to make your business better, to make more money. So there's no point in you giving up. There's no point in you giving up in case you can understand your clients, your business partners, your investors in English. I want you to do something. I want you to try again the next day. And the next day, try again. And the next day, try again. And the next day, try again until you know that you can listen to it and understand them well in English. There's no point in you giving up. All right then, take care of yourself and see you next week.
Whoa, this place went up so much. Thank you. All right. I appreciate you with all my heart, and please do not forget to like, subscribe, and share this podcast. Also, do not forget to get free business English tips from me to Hisan business owners. Go to friendlilycoach.com/link to get yours. friendlilycoach.com/link to get yours. Need more free time, error for business documents, business guardrails, and 100% privacy, premium English proofreading, and editing of your important business documents? DM proofread. Go to friendlilycoach.com/link and tap on WhatsApp to DM proofread. Join 101 VIP English coaching programs for medium and business owners. It's only for 8 to 12 months. Step-by-step English coaching programs to help medium business owners get more business deals and expand their business internationally with improved business English skills within 8 to 12 months. DM 101, go to friendlilycoach.com/link and tap on WhatsApp to DM 101. All right, how do you spell friendlilycoach.com? I'm sure you can see my name, friendlilycoach, write it together in small letters and add dot com/linka. You can also check the description of this podcast episode, and that you will see from lilycoach.com/link. Tap on it and tap on WhatsApp to DM me now. Thanks once again for joining me, and see you next time. Bye.